Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk Live. We're back. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Our number here is 603-283-6160. Again, you can dial in at 603-283-6160. Talk about anything you like. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
the Domster,
and nobody.
Speaking of the Domster, we haven't really properly introduced you. Somebody in the chat room asked, who is the new soy boy in the third chair? And I said, he calls himself the Domster. I feel like that's an insult to you because, you know, I've talked with you for a couple of days now, but you know how it is. You got to have a thick skin if you're on the radio, right?
Yeah. It comes from college. That nickname.
All right. So, Domster, you are here visiting.
Yeah. After the election, I was really irritated that, you know, what happened. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to move to New Hampshire. So I want to go and visit. And I booked tickets right away to come. So I've been here for a few days checking it out to see what it's like here.
Nice. Now you don't have to reveal any information you don't want to. Do you mind, you know, telling folks like whereabouts you came from and that kind of a thing?
Yeah, I'm from Kentucky.
Okay, cool.
The northern Kentucky area. A bit different from the rest of Kentucky, but you would think Kentucky is a very liberty leaning state. You know, we picked Rand Paul and Thomas Massie.
Yeah.
But
I would think Kentucky's a big gun state as well, right?
Yeah, it's a big gun state. The thing is, though,
how big are they?
Oh, pretty big.
Okay.
People in Kentucky seem to worship the police. You see those American flags with the blue stripe around them.
Oh, so Republicans.
Yeah. So they're not as, you know, limited government as you would think they are.
Yeah, that seems to be the story with Republicans in general. They sound very anti-government when they're not in power, and then when they're in power, they're
very pro-government.
Love the government.
Yeah.
So, Domster, do you consider yourself, you know, a libertarian, an anarchist, individual, like what, you know?
I'm a small L libertarian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. How did you become one?
Oh. I became interested in the ideas of liberty in high school.
Okay.
I think I was actually in the drama department. I was in a few musicals, and everyone there was, you know, incredible. They were social justice warriors, and I knew
why
that.
Why is everybody a social justice warrior? Couldn't we have a social justice wizard or a social justice thief?
Or social justice elf?
That'd be different. Ben Swan, I don't know if you know him.
Yeah,
he used to be a local TV host for Fox 19.
Okay,
I love
and
that guy.
His reality check segments that he did really turned me against the foreign policy of this country. I think that was the big thing. And then I started learning about how the drug war is just an absolute failure. And I can't stand police. I love to drive. I love cars. I hate that feeling when you're on the road that you have to be terrified of the police because they're out to extort money.
Yeah, whenever one drives behind you, like, everybody universally is like, you tend to, even if you're doing absolutely nothing wrong.
Your heart skips
a
beat.
Yeah, you're like, oh, God, I hope I didn't get pulled over now. I'm already late for whatever, right? You know? Yeah.
So I think that's what turned me to liberty. I was in Young Americans for Liberty at Bowling Green State University. I met a guy, and he actually introduced me to Free Talk Live. Tony DeMott, I don't know if you're listening.
Nice.
Yeah, I was involved with Campaign for Liberty.
Okay.
And then over in the UK, I lived there for a while. I helped out with a local MP's campaign to get Brexit done.
Oh, okay.
Brexit was a really big thing for me as well. So,
nice.
Yeah, multiple things got me into liberty.
Nice. There is something here known as NH Exit, which is a secession movement as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you've looked into that at all, but we can give you some...
I've heard you guys talk about it.
We can give you some information on that before you go. Okay, so, you know, you're liberty-minded. You heard about the migration to New Hampshire.
Yeah.
The Free State Project?
Free State Project,
okay,
yeah.
All right. How did you find out about those guys?
I found out about it through my friend from Young Americans for Liberty.
Okay.
And I actually invited him to come down here, or come over here, rather. But he's not convinced it's actually libertarian. And
maybe you should come and find out.
Climate too. I don't know if you're watching right
now.
Oh my
gosh! No, there's so many people that you know, when you start talking about freedom and liberty, and they're like, oh yeah, and they get all excited. Well, yeah, I'd love. That's a great idea. We should.
Yeah.
And you go, well, we're already doing it in New Hampshire. Oh, it's too cold.
Yeah.
Like really, really, you big frickin' wussies.
Learn to ski.
Like, oh my gosh, man.
The thing is, there's a connection there. One of the reasons that we're here is because of low population. Well, one thing that you don't have where it's warm is low population. As a matter of fact, you have very, very high population. So, you know, it's not like they're orthogonal.
Ooh, you're going to have to define orthogonal now.
Orthogonal are two things that are not dependent on each other. For example, the x-axis and the y-axis when you draw a graph are orthogonal.
This concludes our lesson with Dr. Nobody.
Indeed.
PhD.
If you want to know more, nobody can help you.
So, something I wanted to say about New Hampshire, first impression. I have family, or I had family that used to live in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Really left wing.
We pronounce it Massachusetts around here, so just so you know.
So, I know that, you know, a rich elitist, pro-big government status feeling.
Yeah.
And I kind of get that vibe in New Hampshire. I don't, maybe because I see so many Massachusetts and Vermont car license plates.
Yeah.
But I get that vibe. But I've read a lot about New Hampshire, and on paper, I know it's libertarian. It just doesn't feel libertarian.
Well, I can identify with that. And to an extent, there are many libertarians here. But the laws, right, the number of laws and particularly the lack of taxation except for property tax, right?
Mm-hmm.
Property taxes.
That's extortionate, right, in New Hampshire?
Well, it is, yeah. I mean, it's extortion everywhere,
the
really.
The property taxes are definitely high, and all taxation is extortionate because taxation is itself extortion.
Right. Right.
But although we do have high property taxes here, it's basically the only tax we have. We don't have a sales tax. We don't have an income tax. So it's it evens out.
There's a little bit of a tax on, like, food items, like, you know, the drive-thru and that kind of thing.
Yeah, specifically restaurant meals.
Right. But, like, outside of that, the rest – and the cost of living here is super low, at least compared to big cities.
Right.
You know, having – I spent 22 years in Seattle before I moved here, and I was like, it costs how much? I could get two. That's awesome, you know.
Splurge a little.
Yeah, you know, beer was essentially half price when I go to the bars and that kind of thing. So, for me, it was a bonus. Also, the price of land and housing here – far cheaper by orders of magnitude than anywhere in Western Washington by a long shot. So
I've heard a lot about that. People can't afford to buy homes out there.
Right. Yeah. I certainly couldn't out there, but when I got here, all of a sudden, I could, and so I did. So I do own property here now. So it doesn't feel libertarian, and of course it doesn't because it's a state still, and it's still very statist, and it's got all the statist trimmings that, you know, come with it, like a governor who thinks he's king, you know, who passes the, you know, he writes words
on paper. His excellency, right?
He refers to himself literally as his excellency. He writes words down on pieces of paper and expects people to obey. So there's all of that. There are police here, you know. But
I saw a ton of police on the road today.
Yeah,
a ton of them.
You'll see them on the highways and freeways setting up their speed traps and all that fun stuff.
So. It goes from 60 to 45 in a matter, you know.
Revenue generators, yeah. My friend. Revenue generators.
Road pirates.
We'll talk more about the Dumpster's experience here in New Hampshire on Free Talk Live. Our number here is 603-283-6160. More coming up.
Freedom!
Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
Free Talk Talk Live. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Our number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
The Domster.
And nobody.
Now, you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian says setting up Divi masternode was easy, and staking was even easier. Now, we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. All right, so we've been talking to the Domster here, who's visiting from out of town. He's checking out the Liberty scene, if you will.
Yeah.
I don't have a better phrase for it than that. And you were talking about how it didn't really feel libertarian being in the state of New Hampshire, and I can agree with you. What does feel libertarian, though, is when you get together with a bunch of other libertarians that are from the area and in the area.
And pay with Bitcoin.
And pay with Bitcoin.
Yeah.
And you know, converse about all the usual topics and that kind of a thing. That's when New Hampshire feels very liberty-oriented, when it feels like there is merit to the freedom movement, is when all the people get together. Otherwise, you know, in your day-to-day lives, people got jobs and go to work, and you'll see the speed traps where the, you know, the goons are collecting revenue and all that fun stuff. And, you know, it's a little more small townish around here than it is, you know, in the big city, even in Manchester to some extent. That's the largest city here in the state, but it still seems small, you know, compared to other states and their largest cities anyway.
The speed limits are really low on the highway. I'm surprised.
Yeah, they seem there, but there's no seatbelt law.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe that's why.
I would prefer to speed, though. I would take a higher, or like the German Autobahn, for instance, you know. I'd take that over a speed limit law if I had to choose between the two.
This area is rather mountainous. Not mountainous, you know, compared to, say, Western Washington. But there are, you know, windy roads and lots of inclines and declines and that
and
kind of
moose.
Thing.
I've seen signs about moose.
Yeah, moose you got to watch out for moose.
Got to watch for moose.
Yeah, and deer too, of course.
Moose will mess up your whole day.
There's a very rural vibe about New Hampshire in general. So, what other impressions have you had?
Yeah, well, today I did something that you might not think is actually very libertarian. I went to get ready for it. I went to go and visit where Bretton Woods happened.
Okay.
I don't think visiting that place is necessarily a bad thing to do.
I mean, you could argue, would you say that that way was better than it is now, where it was at least tied to the gold standard, kind of getting into economics?
I mean, the Bretton Woods agreement was... I mean, it wasn't particularly meaningful for people because only foreign banks were able to trade in gold were able to trade dollars for gold or gold for dollars. It was still illegal for U.S. citizens to have to even own gold.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was against the law. That started during FDR's term. And
I know that,
you were subject to a $10,000 fine or 10 years in prison if you were caught owning bullion.
That is without a doubt authoritarian. But people worship FDR. I know a ton of people who regard him as one of the best presidents.
Yeah,
that's
like,
terrible.
Well, FDR was I mean, he was a damn communist, you know, compared to... well, anybody sane, he was awful.
Most of the people who refer to FDR as what you're saying, unless they're, I don't know, 70 years old or something, I mean, they weren't even alive for when FDR was the president. So
Some My folks, dad thinks he was one of the greatest presidents in history. My dad actually grew up under FDR.
Right, and so I'll have more respect for a person who grew up under that, who like lived it, than somebody who read the history books and goes, oh, no, he was
I like there, him.
You know? Yeah, oh, no, they're romanticizing history is what they're doing.
Well, my late grandma, I remember hearing her say that she thought that he was trying to become a dictator.
Mm. Well, I mean, he pretty much was a dictator in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. He was one of the reasons that the Depression lasted so long is because he just, he was so unpredictable. He was always coming up with his crack-brained schemes I'll just do this and it'll fix the economy. And so everybody was terrified to invent because, he was going to do some nutty thing the next day that would completely change the economy.
Yeah, for our listeners out there, the economy, quote-unquote, here's what it is. It's just exchange between people. That's it. All the economy is. There's nothing magic. I mean, there is lots of magic about it, but like, you don't have to be a mathematician. You don't have to be a historian. You don't have to understand, high finance and, be a Wall Street banker and all that kind of stuff to understand what the economy is and what it does. No, it's just exchange between people. It's barter. It's buying and selling. It's trading of goods and services between people. That's all that it is.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And you don't have to force people at gunpoint to do things that meet their needs. You have to force people at gunpoint to do things that harm them. So if you're forcing people to do things at gunpoint, their lives are going to be worse than if you weren't.
Agreed. So you visited the place for the Bretton Woods. What else?
Yeah, I was going to visit Grafton, but I drove in the middle through a pretty bad snowstorm, and I got to admit, I was kind of scared because I didn't know how bad it was.
Why did you choose Grafton? I think I know, but like, tell me.
It's probably the reason you're thinking.
You tell me.
I heard about that book from a caller on this show about a libertarian walks into a bear. And I've read about the supposed things that they have accomplished in Grafton.
Yeah.
I know I heard Ian say he refutes the fact that they've accomplished much in Grafton, but I wanted to go and see the town anyway.
Sure.
Well, I mean, I think they've accomplished a lot up there. I think we've accomplished a lot everywhere in New Hampshire. Ian's very much a keen partisan, but, what they haven't managed to do in Grafton is make bears an issue. I lived there for quite a while. We did not have bear attacks in Grafton. I've never heard of a bear attack in Grafton. The only reference I've ever heard to bears in Grafton was this book.
It's a load of nonsense, I guess.
It was indeed a load of nonsense.
Libertarian bears? Really?
We support your right to arm bears.
To keep and arm bears. You can't just arm them, you have to keep them as well.
Well, if you arm them, you have to keep them. I don't want a bunch of armed bears wandering around.
Nor do I want to be kept by an armed bear.
That'd be terrifying.
603-283-6160. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Sounds and sounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I had seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden is bashing the Trump administration for not giving his team information on national security.
We just aren't getting all the information that we need from the outgoing administration in key national security areas. It's nothing short, in my view, of irresponsibility.
During remarks in Delaware, Biden singled out leadership at the Department of Defense and Office of Management and Budget for throwing up roadblocks. The House voted to increase stimulus checks to $2,000, but the bill's fate in the Senate is unclear. Here's what we do know. Households will get $600 per adult and $600 per child. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying today the first round of payments should start going out about a week from now. Wall Street liking the news, the Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P all finishing up. You're listening to USA Radio News. The coronavirus situation in California is dire. More than 35,000 COVID cases reported there on Sunday. Hospitals being pushed to the brink as patients are being stacked in hallways, gift shops, and conference rooms. This all happening as California has some of the strictest virus restrictions in the country, forcing many restaurants and small businesses to close. Dr. Quanta Ahmed believes the lockdowns are not helping in the Golden State.
The quarantine should be tailored where there are outbreaks and clusters, but I am beginning to be increasingly skeptical of the lockdowns because what's not mentioned, lockdowns are also causing severe mental health. We know 1% rise in unemployment shoots up suicides. So the deaths that we're going to accumulate because of these lockdowns are going to be so destructive.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Lori Loughlin is out of prison. The Full House actress was released this morning after being behind bars for the last 2 months. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning into the program. It is the live Monday night edition. Our phone number here is 603-283-6160 if you'd like to call in and join the conversation. We'll get to some of your calls and thoughts momentarily. In the studio tonight, it's myself, Captain Kickass, and joining me,
the Dompster.
And nobody.
And I wanted to tell you that AnyPay 2.0 is here, and crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallet, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0. And reach out to the wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. I paid for dinner last night with my Edge wallet, and the person doing the selling was using AnyPay, and it went smoothly. I purchased beer today, as I said earlier in the program. Also went smoothly. I also got a 5% discount for paying in crypto.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm like, sweet. Wow. Awesome. So let's go to your calls and thoughts right away. We have Bill calling. Bill, you wanted to... Well, go ahead. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi there. Hi, guys. It's Bill Domenico. So, listen, I'm broadcasting live from front of New Market Police Department right now, where one of the people who was in the group of eight of us or so, seven or eight, protesting in front of the governor's mansion, as His Excellency's mansion here in Newfields tonight, 7 o'clock.
Was this the candlelight vigil?
It was the candlelight vigil. It turned out that candlelight is not allowed. So we got there at 7 o'clock and ready for a silent candlelight vigil.
Yeah.
I had some battery-operated candles. And the cops immediately came over. There was at least a dozen state troopers. There was at least about 20 state troopers because there was 11 cars.
Wow.
Okay? More than has ever been here, I think, by far. Mm-hmm. Generator light tower going in the center of the cul-de-sac. They immediately came over to us just as we got out of our cars. They didn't even let us approach. And they said we could not have a candlelight vigil. They would consider that picketing. And so you can imagine the conversations.
Picketing being, of course, a First Amendment protected activity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is like in the first 2 minutes of arriving.
Okay.
We're basically surrounded by cops, and they're telling us we can't do this. And so the remainder of the people who were there for the vigil showed up about 5 minutes late, so they got there. They started walking up. And there was a bunch of discussion going on with the cops. Finally, they came to the agreement that we could keep moving. We couldn't walk in circles around the cul-de-sac. Oh, by the way, they gave everybody a copy of the – well, they offered it. I didn't take it. But they gave everybody a copy of the new ordinance.
Yeah, I actually have that article up for show prep today. You're referring to the article where – or the ordinance where they've decided to pass an ordinance prohibiting political protests outside of His Excellency Governor Sununu's house.
Wow.
Right. So well, they're calling it picketing. They're not actually calling it political protest, but we know that's what it is.
Right.
So after they told us, they said we could walk. We couldn't walk just around the circle continually. We couldn't walk past the governor's house repeatedly, or that would be targeting his house, even though they also told us he wasn't home. So we asked them what we could do, and they said we could walk down the street, turn around, come back, make a loop around the circle, and then walk down the street again. So we said, okay. We'll do that. We walked down the street. We went down about six or eight houses until we were out of sight of the governor's house.
Mm-hmm.
We turned around. We came back. This is basically in silence. We're just talking amongst ourselves quietly.
How many people?
We get back to the cul-de-sac. The cops are there to greet us again.
How many people were you?
They tell us we can't come around the cul-de-sac again. We said, you just told us we could. And there's a little paved pathway that goes between the houses that goes to a country store.
Right.
So we asked them if we could go to the country store. And they reluctantly said, yeah, you can, but you got to keep moving. So the eight of us started, it was four and four. We were in two groups because it's just a little narrow pathway.
Okay.
Four went ahead, and then I was in the second four. And they told us we could go to the country store and we could come back that way and then go down the street again. So that's what we proceeded to do. We got about 100 feet. We weren't even past the governor's backyard. We were, like, parallel with it. And a bunch of, maybe 10 officers came over, and they said, stop.
So there were 10 more officers hiding in the governor's backyard?
No, they came from the left-hand side.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. All right, and they stopped the group that was the lead group, which was about 20 feet ahead of me. And they said, we're going to give you a ticket because you weren't walking, basically you weren't moving fast enough.
Did they tell you how fast you were supposed to be walking?
For us to catch up with them.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So there's a walking speed limit or something?
Yeah. And then a bunch more cops came up the path, and we were basically kettled in there between two groups of cops.
Oh, you got flanked. Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so then the guy named Skylar, I don't really know him, but he had a camera, and they definitely didn't like him, and they told him they were going to give him a ticket, and he said he would take a ticket, and they gave him a ticket. And while this is happening, 12 more cruisers came in a big convoy.
Wait, so there were already
the whole circle with cruisers.
So there were already what? More, so a couple dozen police cars?
Yes, there was probably let's see, 12, 20, maybe somewhere between 20 and 24 police cars
for 8 people.
Have you noticed how none of us have this kind of concern paid, this kind of attention paid to us when something is bothering us? His Excellency must be really special.
You're going to love this. You're going to love this. So we're all stuck up here in the on the side path, and the new group of cops that show up, this dozen, they're all in fluorescent yellow jackets, plastic face shields with batons, and they just come up, you know how they do it,
right
the shoulder, four across, three rows.
Oh, geez.
LRN.FM.
Don't.
Bill, you're still here. You're still here, Bill. You can't say the S word on the air.
Oh, so, did I say that?
You did. I just dumped you, and I'm keeping you on because I want to hear the rest of your story. I just have to give you the warning that if you do cuss again, then I'm going to have to disconnect the call.
Oh, okay. So, what did I say, S-H?
Beat the S out of us is what you said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry about that.
That's
all right.
It's all right. It's all right.
I won't do it again.
Yeah, take a deep breath. You know, focus. Unfortunately, the FCC requires us to do this stuff.
I understand perfectly.
All right, so continue on. You were being confronted on one side by uniformed officers and on the other side by officers in something resembling riot gear?
Well, face shields and batons, which the regular officers didn't have.
Right.
LRN.FM.
I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, Bill, we love you. Sorry about that, bro.
Yep.
8 people and they had that many cops in riot gear?
Well, so, Domster, you might not know, and Bill, thank you for the call. I apologize. I couldn't keep you on after the second FCC violation there. you might not know, this has been an ongoing thing in New Hampshire. Not just New Hampshire. Other states are also protesting at governor's homes. People are sick of the lockdown, sick of the mandates, sick of the masks, and that kind of a thing. And so this has been sort of an ongoing thing. And so there have been multiple protests at the governor's home. He lives in a rural area. There's a cul-de-sac, a circle there with a bunch of greenery. It's almost perfect. It's almost park-like, really. It's too perfect to have a protest there, almost. So this is the result of many, many weeks and different varieties of showing up at his house to protest.
Irritated them in every way we could think of, short of
he's scared.
Gunplay.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
FM into more ears. Visit promote.lrn.fm for a free bumper sticker, flyers, banners, graphics, and more. Promote.lrn.fm.
Thank you for listening. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want. Our phone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join the conversation. I really wanted to hear what Bill had to say regarding the events at His Excellency King Governor Sununu's house today. Sadly, Bill violated the FCC, and I was forced to disconnect his call.
They should be violated more often.
I would love to violate the FCC.
Indeed.
But since we are on that subject, I did mention in the previous segment that I did pull this article for News Prep, and we should probably just go ahead and cover it. This is from thegranitegrok.com. Newfields, New Hampshire, this is the town where Governor Chris Sununu, who refers to himself as His Excellency, that's not a lie, it's not us joking, he actually refers to himself as that in everything he writes. If you get a notice from the governor's office, it says, from the office of Chris Sununu, Governor Chris Sununu, His Excellency.
Did previous governors call that, or is it just a Chris Sununu thing?
I don't know. I've only been here for a year and a half. He's okay. The only governor of New Hampshire that I'm, you know, aware of. Since I've been here, so I don't know if that's a legacy thing or if that's just him. So at
either
any
way,
rate,
it's funny.
Newfields, New Hampshire, again, that's the town where Governor Chris Sununu lives, quietly passes ordinance prohibiting political protests outside of Governor Chris Sununu's home.
Wow, specifically what you can't do, prior restraint of speech based on content.
Right. And this is, whoever wrote this, is surprised that there is no other reporting on this. He says, if
doesn't he know that the media is bought and paid for by the two major political parties?
This is a person named Steve McDonald who published this.
Apparently he doesn't. Well, Steve, you know now.
Yeah. He says, if there's reporting on this, I can't find it, so I guess this is breaking news. Newfields, New Hampshire, where Republican Governor Chris Sununu lives, has passed an ordinance that makes it illegal to protest outside residential homes, including his. It was proposed on December 8th by Newfields Chief Liebenau after weekly protests outside the governor's home. One participant at the meeting claimed that the protesters are harassing the neighbors with rude, obnoxious behavior, shouting obscenities, and are now blocking the path to the country store. I'm offended. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sorry that they find that harassment and obnoxious behavior and obscenities and, you know, blocking people's way to the store. But you know what the governor's been doing? Well, he's been harassing everybody with his lockdown mandates, his rude and obnoxious behavior, forcing people to not behave as they normally would, as free human beings should. He's been
preventing them from going to the stores, whether they work there or whether they shop there.
Absolutely. So I am not sympathetic towards his neighbors. Perhaps they should go ahead and protest themselves against their neighbor and his actions against the people of New Hampshire. At any rate, the author continues, with promises that these protests would continue until the emergency orders had been lifted, the town took up, or was encouraged to take up, the issue. Select board members Chris Hutchins, Michael Sununu, yes, he's related, and Jamie Thompson.
Oh, isn't that great? Our scumbag governor has a scumbag relative.
Who's part of the scumbag system? Chris Hutchins called the meeting to order and opened the meeting by welcoming those attending in person virtually. He continued explaining the two ordinance items on the agenda. One is specific to an addendum to the noise bylaws, the other pertaining to residential ticketing. He explained that they will do a first of three readings of the ordinances, with the second and third readings taking place on December 15th and 22nd. Others in attendance include Jeff Buxton and Jeff Feenstra. Virtual attendees were Matthew Broadhead, the New Hampshire AG's office, Colonel...
And does he have a Broadhead?
I don't know. Is that what broads give to him? We don't know. Colonel Nate Noyes... N-O-Y-E-S, not
Nate
N-O-Y-S-E.
Noise.
Yeah. What kind of noise is that? It's a Nate noise. Division of State Policy and Department of Safety Director Bob Quinn, Deputy of Safety. That's a weird list. Other virtual attendees, Jeff Couture, Drew Fessenden, Chris Griffith, Jai Kells, Bobby Kelly, Kelly and Sean McGowan, Kathleen O'Brien, Debbie Paulenzio, Leslie Steinhauser, Keith Walker, and two others not identified.
Well, we can't just allow people to dissent without being imprisoned for it. I mean, good God, pretty soon you'll have the commoners thinking that their opinions matter.
Well, they're questioning the science, and the science is settled.
The science is settled.
There is some minimal back and forth, but everyone is on board. The local chief and state police want this.
Not everyone is on board. I am not on board.
They all seem to believe it's constitutional to prohibit political protest outside a residence.
Or they don't care about the Constitution, which is kind of illustrated by the fact that they violated it left and right in the unconstitutional orders that are being protested in the first place.
Agreed. The only question is the speed at which passage is desired. Everyone wants it passed ASAP, but everyone does not want it passed ASAP, as evidenced by the people protesting outside of the governor's home.
But they wanted to go to jail. That's exactly why they were protesting.
But
please, put us in jail. It's so much nicer in there.
But the process of allowing public input through multiple readings of the ordinance is, for lack of a better word, tradition. Michael Sununu is concerned about maintaining decorums. I don't believe he is.
No, he's concerned about maintaining appearances so that his corrupt self doesn't get, you know, lumped in with his corrupt brother.
In the end, the process wins, and the ordinance proceeds, as usual, to become law on December 22nd, 2020. That's why there were so many more cops out there. according to Bill's call, right? Because they passed this thing. It went into effect on the 22nd. Today is the 28th, so it's probably the first protest since this thing actually went into effect.
Surely there's going to be a lawsuit against this.
Don't call me Shirley.
Oh, yes. But you do have to stop calling us Shirley.
So they have what looks like a picture. It just says, residential picketing prohibited. It is unlawful for any person to engage in picketing before or about the residence or dwelling of any individual in the town of Newfields. Penalties. Any act contrary to this ordinance shall constitute a violation and may be enforced by any law enforcement officer in accordance with RSA 31:39-D. Any person violating any provision of this chapter shall be punished by a fine of not more than $100 for each offense. This town ordinance was adopted on 12/22/20.
See, the thing is, it's worth spending $2,000 to beat that $100 ticket.
Amen to that. And, I mean, this just smells of revenue generation. Oh, we got to be better, you know.
Oh, it's not revenue generation. It's making sure that the special people, the people who actually matter, aren't inconvenienced by the drones and the drudges, by the people whose lives and health and experience and financial well-being don't matter.
Right.
Us. People not members of the club.
The protests are scheduled to continue, and the state and local police, based on the 12/8/20 minutes, are eager to enforce the new restrictions, as evidenced by Bill's call to us.
That's funny. I'm eager to see them hung at Nuremberg.
How do you know they're hung?
Well, sadly, they rarely are, but if more cops were hung at Nuremberg for just doing their job, when their job is a violation of essential human rights, the world would be a better place.
Hashtag
All it
A-cab.
Needs is dead cops in Nuremberg.
So this goes on to say, from late November when these began, the Granite Grok, that's the publication here, has opposed residential protests at the governor's home. People are free to protest, and they have that right, but we've dropped more than a few lines about leftists marching up to people's private residences, intimidating neighbors, and without exception, we agree on the principles that motivate them, but oppose protest at people's homes.
Yeah, just go do it at the empty buildings where they used to work.
Right.
That way you won't be seen, and then it won't make any difference at all.
If the situation was not dire, there would be no protest at the governor's home. 603-283-6160. Thanks for sitting in, Dom. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Excuse me, is this where I get a license to start a new business?
I wouldn't be hasty. You have to get a license to go out of business, too, you know.
Oh, well, look, I've invented this little anti-gravity machine, see?
Oh, is that why you're walking 2 inches above the floor?
Oh, yes, it's very comfortable. It saves on shoe leather.
Yeah, well, you have to fill out these forms and report to the Human Services Department of Manpower Orientation and register with the Fair Employment Practice Commission, the Wage and Hour Division of the Employment Standards Administration, the State Sales and Income Tax Division, the Internal Revenue Service, and the Social Security Administration of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. And, of course, OSHA.
OSHA? I thought that was a little town in Wisconsin.
You'll find out. Say, floating around like that could be dangerous. Have you checked with the Consumer Product Safety Commission?
Well, not yet.
Come to think of it, you actually are flying, aren't you? Look, you need to go over to the Federal Aviation Administration and the Transportation...
It's very hard to get anything done these days if you're in business. But free enterprise built this country. Think what could happen if we don't keep it free. A public service of this station and the Center for the Defense of Free Enterprise, Bellevue, Washington.
Guys, we just can't have people floating about
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.